James Sharman. Good morning, James. You must be pretty excited about this one coming up.
Yeah, I am. Obviously, it's the big event in Toronto. It should be a good occasion. Now, let's hope it's better than last year, guys, because the last year was not a good game. The weather played a role in that as well, and that dour 0-0 where Seattle went the entire 120 minutes without a shot on goal, yet still found a way to win. So I'm looking forward to it, yes, but am I a bit concerned we might go down a similar path to last year? Yeah, a little bit.
Well, weather will be a factor again. I guess any time you're going to play it in the second week of December in Canada, there's a real good chance. Although, I mean, we had a window last week where it could have been played on a warmer day. Right now, we're looking at some flurries, northwest winds that could make it feel minus nine, even though the temperature could be around zero. How does this, I mean, guys are looking today and they're going, geez, they're looking at the weather tomorrow, and they can't have that in their mind. They need to have soccer on their mind for tomorrow.
Yeah, and listen, I mean, they're used to it now, I think, a little bit, and Seattle, too, are used to some pretty awful conditions as well. So it's not as if one team has the advantage or disadvantage if the weather's bad. If it's just cold, they can deal with that. If it's windy, that's the issue. Michael Bradley was saying yesterday in his press conference how late in the game last year, it was just bitter out there, and it did affect the quality of the football, which we all kind of assumed it would. You know, in the build-up, they're saying it's not a big deal, but it can be. The snow is interesting. I mean, there is an underground heating system at BMO Field. So if it does snow lightly, it will melt. And actually, that will add some real slickness to the field, as the teams mentioned yesterday. And that actually adds some pace to the ball, and the players won't mind that at all. So it's something, but we can't change it. And the players are making a big deal of it. So nor should we. You know, it's going to happen regardless of whether it's minus 10 or plus 10. So you're right. It shouldn't be played this late in the season. That's something to be addressed by MLS, but that's the reality for this year.
Well, James, the slick field, cold temperatures doesn't sound great for a guy like Jozy Altidore's dealing with an ankle injury right now. I know, you know, speaking to reporters yesterday, he was kind of shorts with his answers. It seems like he's kind of fed up at this point about talking about his injury. What kind of percentage do you think he'll be going into the game tomorrow? And, you know, what are you expecting out of Jozy, who's come up pretty big so far in some crucial games for this Toronto FC team during his career?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, Jozy's his own man, isn't he? And he did not want to be there yesterday. That was clear. I think Major League Soccer probably made him go out there as one of their big brands, a guy they can sell. But he didn't really sell the game. He didn't want to be there, and he was very, very concise in his answers. You know, but he kept being asked about his ankle, and he kept saying, listen, I'm going to play. I will play. So as far as we know, he's going to play. It was a recurrence of an old injury, which is always a bit concerning. Last week, and we saw him limping around the field, but then we saw that disappear when he scored the goal. And adrenaline is an amazing thing, but you do wonder how serious it is. He hasn't really trained, from what I've seen, at full capacity this week. But he'll start, and if they can get 60 minutes out of him, I'm sure they'll be happy. But you're right there, Rob. I mean, he scored some huge goals last year in particular, late in the season through the playoff run. So he's obviously crucial for TFC. They have got depth, of course, but it's still a big drop-off when you go from Jozy Altidore to the next selection, which would be probably a St. Ricketts-type player. So, it's going to be a problem, but if they can give you over half a game, they'll take that, and hopefully by that point the damage has been done.
How does that affect your game plan? I mean, here's a team that filled it up all season long. They were almost unstoppable, especially at home, and yet the offense has dried up since the playoffs have begun. And we know that both Giovinco and Altidore didn't play two games ago, and then one of them wasn't 100% in the last one. But all of a sudden, the attacking offense that worked so well all season, not so much. What should we expect in that area tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be interesting because, I mean, last year we know how defensive Seattle was, and TFC had lots of ball, lots of possession, and couldn't break through that deep block by Seattle. This time around, Seattle have more weapons available themselves. They have Clint Dempsey, who's this legend of U.S. soccer. He had a heart murmur last year and couldn't play, so he's playing. Will Bruin's a new signing this season. He's done very well up front. Nicholas Ladero is one of the top players in MLS. He's been around now for over a season. He was new last year. So you think Seattle might be a little bit more aggressive than we saw last year, which will help TFC, but they're still a team that's based very much on balance, on shape, on defense. So, you know, Seattle could well sit quite deep as well and hope to catch TFC on the counter. TSC are different in that they have Victor Vasquez, who is that very clever, wily, veteran Spanish playmaker, a guy they've been missing their entire, 11 years of existence. And he's there now. He's very, very important. So TSC have more weapons as well. I think they'll go at Seattle. I think they want to get that early goal to get those nerves out of the way. So I think we'll see a more attacking game than we saw last year, but not by much. I still think it's going to be a final. And so often we see in finals and in playoff type situations, we see more defensive football, more cagey football. And I think we're going to see the same again to a certain extent tomorrow.
Obviously, James, having Victor Vasquez has been a great help for Toronto FC offensively this year. We know Michael Bradley's steady in the midfield. Jozy Altidore, we'll see what he does tomorrow. But how much pressure is on Sebastian Giovinco heading into this game? It's been obviously a tough playoff so far. He has the one goal. Teams have been really keying on him, as they should. But we remember last year, we know he was battling injuries, of course, but was not great in that championship game. What kind of pressure is on Giovinco to perform tomorrow against Seattle?
I think enormous pressure. I mean, you're right. He has not been that great in recent times. You know what he can do. He can be brilliant. But in this type of soccer where it is more cagey, he is still the X factor. He's still the most likely guy to score for Toronto FC. He's still the most dangerous player on the field in either team. But he's got to step it up. He really does. He's got to look like he's enjoying his games more. Because right now you see him and his head drops. His body language isn't great. He's not getting the calls he once was either at MLS. So I think there's a lot of pressure. He's got to find his game on that day if TFC hope to win this thing for the first time. Now, if he can win some free kicks in dangerous areas, that's going to be key, because we do know that right now he is arguably the most dangerous player from free kicks and set-piece situations in the world. And that's not hyperbole. He's that good from those positions. So that's going to be very, very important. But, yeah, there's something, I don't know. I mean, he says he's enjoying his football, and he's not been horrible by any stretch, but
I think we lost James. It is 7:39, starting lineup, Brady and Price. I was wondering, I was going to ask him, and hopefully we'll get him back in a moment. What happens to this team? There are obviously very different endings to this season. One is you'll win a championship after you have been so maligned for so long, and now you've reached the point where you're the best team in the league and you need to put it away in a championship game. And the other is that the back-to-back years, you get to the championship game where most teams win games in this league almost all the time at home, and then you don't win. And so then what are you looking at as far as what your team looks like from very different endings?
Yeah, I think all you have to do is look from a couple of weeks ago, and I know it's a different sport and a different league, but the Calgary Stampeders back-to-back Grey Cups and back-to-back losses to the Red Blacks and Toronto Argonauts. And it would be a disappointment for TFC if they cannot get this job done, especially with it being on home field for a second straight year. The team is a lot better than they were last year as well with some of the additions that they've made. So a lot of pressure on this team to get the job done tomorrow.
Big game, obviously. Championship, 4 o'clock at BMO Field, and we'll have it for you. TFC and the Seattle Sounders at 4 o'clock on Sportsnet 590. The Fan pregame at 3:30, and we've got tickets to give away coming up. And as I've said a few times over the last couple of weeks and months, they are in a no-win situation other than just win. This year is a failure, I believe, if they don't win the championship and everything, and they've made it even more that way. And I would think that they would say that as well. They have made sure that this season was a focus from game one. You can't be letting last year sit in your head other than to keep the focus, to make sure that you get to the point where you have another opportunity to take a knock at the league championship. And I would think they're good with Seattle being the team that they're facing, so they have the opportunity to defeat the team that took them out last year when they were TFC, the better team on the pitch, and didn't win the championship.
Yeah, there's definitely some familiarity there, of course, and there's a lot of motivation for this team to get the job done against the team that beat them on their home field last year.
He's back. James Sharman joins us for another few minutes. James, I was wondering what this team would look like next year based on the possibilities of A, winning a championship and exercising the demons from a year ago, or imagine starting out next season having gone down in the same manner twice.
Yeah, you're right. It's a good point. Going 0-2 at home as well, that wouldn't look good, and that would build enormous pressure and start a brand new narrative, wouldn't it, for this team? Can they get it done when it matters. You know, regardless of whether they're playing a really, really good Seattle team, which is a little bit unfair, and in a final, anything can happen, but you don't want that at all. If they did lose again, maybe they reevaluate somewhat, but I don't think so. These guys are locked up to long-term deals. They're very, very happy. Altidore said last week, you know, he wants to end his career here, which, you know, take that as you will. Professional athletes often say those kind of things, but they do seem overall happy. I mean, they're paid extremely well to play in this market, better than they would in 90% of markets in MLS, in the world, in fact. So I think they'd return. I think ownership seems very committed to this team and what they're doing. And BMO Field, a cash box for them, it's only getting bigger and better. So if they do lose, which is quite possible, I wouldn't be concerned if you're a TFC fan about next year. They'll rebound, they'll get back in there. And they're young enough that it's not as if they're hitting their peak. You know, I think they're very much in their top quality of style of play at the moment. So, we'll see what happens if they lose. But obviously, there's probably more pressure on them than on Seattle. Seattle, they're the champions. They're at home. They're playing the team that broke records this season. So for Seattle, they're very, very loose and relaxed. So maybe they could be the favorites in some ways.
Before we let you go, if they're loose and relaxed, what do you figure TFC is going into this game? Loose and relaxed? Are they nervous? What's their state of mind having, you know how it ended last year and you sure as hell don't want to be there again.
Yeah, you know, they're a very intense team, led by Michael Bradley, who is the face of the franchise, simple as that. He is their leader, and he's one of the most intense athletes I've ever had the pleasure of speaking to. Maybe they're a little bit tight, but that's just kind of the way they are. They're a very, you know, they are a very focused bunch, very professional bunch. And if you look at the two press conferences yesterday, it was interesting because out comes Bradley and Altidore and Vanny, and they're very single-minded, very focused, looking ahead, boom. And then out came Seattle with Stefan Frey and Clint Dempsey and their coach, Brian Schmetzer. And they were so loose. They were joking around with each other. They were really just enjoying, I think, the whole occasion. And, you know, loose teams can be very dangerous teams, can't they? So it'll be interesting. But I wouldn't say TFC are overly tight, but they are what they are. They're intense and maybe a little bit nervous. You're right. And they know what's at stake here. And, you know, that's okay. A little bit of nerves is okay. The minute that whistle goes, I'm sure those nerves disappear.
Well, everybody's excited. We're looking forward to it tomorrow. Seattle and TFC, 4 o'clock on Sportsnet 590, the Fan pregame at 3:30. We'll be listening. Thank you, James.
Thanks, guys.